Hello, it's George.
Yeah, hi George. This is Lena with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, how are you doing, Lena?
So, how is it going? How is it about your truck? Did you talk to the dealer? Did they give you the better price?
I'm still waiting to hear back from him.
Okay. Or maybe you want to take the other one.
Huh? No.
Maybe, no? You want this one? Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the more I work my numbers, I come up with like 12.75% at $2,600, and that's $41,000 in finance charges. So I don't know if I'm
in 5 years?
Yep.
No,
which seems pretty.
You have the approval at 8.25%, which is, I hope he explained to you, Ruben, when he talked to you. But, you know,
I'm borrowing $115,000. I'm paying $2,600 a month for 5 years. You figure that up, that's...
No, actually, I think it was 59 months.
I'm paying first and last month's rent.
Okay.
Payment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's only $2,600 savings, even if it's 59 months. But, you know, you told me 5 years is $2,600 a month. That's X amount of dollars. I don't have it in front of me. And you take that minus the $141,000.
But did you ever finance? This is the usual financing for a truck. It's nothing special. That's how trucks finance. It's not such a. It's actually a good loan in the situation for what you could be qualified. You have a great business and everything, but you see you're a little over leveraged. So definitely brings the risk up.
We start
from 5%. From 5%, that's our minimum for right now, and this is 8.25%, which is not bad at all. It's not 12, and it's not 14. We have people who take it at 12.
If you do $115,000 at 12.75% for 5 years, that payment is $2,601.
Okay.
So that's 12.75%. Any way you look at it, it's 12.75%.
No, it's a 8.5 straight.
If you do 8.25,
no, you're calculating APR. APR per year. No, this is 8.25 straight. Like for the same amount for 5 years.
Oh no, I'm doing an APR.
Yeah, this is none. This,
you know,
this
it's
is
still
the
bottom.
This is factoring.
But the bottom dollar is I'm spending $41,000 in interest over what to borrow that money.
Can you buy it without it? Then it's or yes, can you
I
buy
don't...
it for 0%?
No.
No.
No. But if I'm going to spend that kind of money, I can save my money for the next, you know, year or two or whatever, and go buy a brand new one and be at the same amount of money.
But this is 5 years. If you don't need it, that's why I believe Ruben had the interview.
It would help
you
me
now.
Out.
Why do you need? Yeah,
it
if it will
out,
improve your business,
not,
if in this 5 years it will improve your business at least 20% or even less, you already will make more than this money. It's always about how much you need it or how much you can make on it, it will improve your business. And you as a business owner should know it the best.
So, I'm just
telling you that for you to get better, I was actually pretty surprised that he gave this approval. That's a pretty good approval.
Well, I understand.
Yeah.
It's hard to, you know, right now I'd have to run some more numbers with the business and see if it makes sense.
Sure.
So I haven't, you know, I'm still waiting for them to get back with me to see if they can do better.
Yeah,
they can go down too
on the truck. Yeah, they can help you out a little bit there. And you're buying it with zero down. zero, which is
right. But even if I put the money down, I mean, I could put up to $10,000 down.
And why would you?
It still doesn't matter.
Yeah, but why would you do it? Why would you use your capital, which you have so little, actually?
Well,
I mean, your business banks do not show that you can put much, and you have already so many loans, so it will put unnecessary stress on your business, which is, again, you probably know best. But from financial point of view, it will put, you know, unnecessary stress on your working capital. And then you will need to borrow money at much higher rate. Because the lowest rate is for equipment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll just have to wait and see. You know, like I said, I'm waiting for them to come back still. And
okay.
Go from there. So I haven't totally nixed the idea, but it's a hard pill to swallow, $41,000 to borrow $115,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it all depends on how you look at it. If you look how much you can make on it, then it makes sense. If you look, oh my God, any interest is huge. This is not a huge interest. And if you will put any interest, as you know, yeah, we all pay interest on credit cards or on whatever we do. Whenever we borrow money, we pay interest. That's
sure.
The name of the game. So, but sure, you can talk to the dealer. You can call me when you decide. I will still have this approval for you.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping to know still by the end of the day. If not, I should know tomorrow for sure.
Okay. I will appreciate if you let me know. Thank you.
I will.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Lena. Bye.